This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Wow, you have serious mushroom signage here.
Not, honestly, something I ever thought I would say. That was last week in Vernon, California, which is an industrial city just south of downtown L.A., where we had gone to see a farm.
Is that the motto? We change minds with mushrooms?
Exactly, yeah.
That's Andrew Carter. He's the co-founder and the CEO of a company called Smallhold. And this is one of four mushroom farms they've built across the country, all of them in urban centers, of which this is the biggest.
We want to be as close as possible to our target consumers, and we have a lot of them here in Los Angeles. We have these farms kind of strategically located around the United States to access as many people as possible.
All right, well, let's go in and see what this one looks like.
Sure, let's do it.
Love them or hate them, and I know people have strong feelings. Mushrooms are having a moment. Market research puts the global mushroom market at close to $50 billion. They're increasingly being used as a meat replacement, as an ingredient in packaging and coffee alternatives, skin creams, and more.
So we have to gown up.
Of course we do.
Yeah, this is obviously a food production facility.
Yep.
Gowned and gloved, hair netted and face masked, we walk through some double doors to get into a giant warehouse with a maze of smaller rooms just tucked inside.
Each of these are grow chambers that
So it's a room within a room, basically. We're
rooms,
in a huge warehouse. It's got a bunch of little rooms in.
Yeah, so there are like 35 rooms in here. Each of them are controlled by this computer system that we developed over the years.
That you developed?
Yes, we developed in the house. It's patented. We call it FarmLink.
All proprietary really technology, right?
It's proprietary, right, yeah. Right. I mean, we like educating people how to grow. We like bringing people through. But these systems are controlled by this computer system that controls this big HVAC unit.
Gotcha.
We call this our kit, but it's essentially a mixing unit. So it's bringing in fresh air that's filtered.
Right.
It mixes it with air that's in here. It sounds not that complicated,
no,
but when you're trying to be efficient with resources and energy and water, then you have to be really careful with that.
Right.
Here, let's go into one of these rooms.
Yeah, let's.
Let's just go into here.
Because I'm going to need a... Oh, wow.
Give you a primer.
I was just going to say...
Wow, it's maybe 15 by 30, this room. It's got, give or take, 2 dozen metal racks in it, loaded with what to the layperson's eye look like clear plastic bags of dirt.
All of our mushrooms are grown on sawdust. And so this sawdust is a waste stream from the timber industry. Most of the time, sawdust ends up in plywood. It goes to compost sometimes. It goes to landfill, but we're diverting that. And so in here is lion's mane.
What is lion's mane?
Lion's mane are these mushrooms
here.
These
kinds of
are
mushrooms.
Actually
okay,
a little
it.
Young, but they're really popular for us.
So there are people who know mushrooms who will know what lion's mane looks like, but
definitely.
This is not what a mushroom looks like.
It's some mushrooms it's, look like
it's
this,
a,
yeah.
But this is just like a blob on a pile of sawdust. I don't mean that pejoratively, but it doesn't look like much.
Well, the thing that you have to remember about mushrooms are that fungi are its own kingdom. There's some that look like the Super Mario mushrooms, but then there are some that looks like blobs. There are lots of mushrooms that you can't even see because they are microscopic.
Wow,
these
we're getting misted.
Yeah, we're getting a little misty
in
here.
That's all right. It's all good.
These will be mature in the next 2 to 3 days.
And you will harvest them and ship them off to whichever retailer.
Grocery stores, restaurants. We don't do direct home delivery, but we work with other sort of businesses that do direct home delivery as well.
Here's the thing, though. More than 60% of all the mushrooms in this country are grown in Pennsylvania and then shipped across the country. And most of those are button, cremini, and portobello, which are all the same kind of mushroom, by the way, just harvested at different times. At Smallhold, they're growing other varieties, like those lion's mane we were looking at. They don't ship as well as the ones you're used to seeing in grocery stores, which is why the company is building a network of farms to bring the supply chain closer to you, the would-be buyer.
All right, we got to get out of here because I'm getting soaked
by all
this.
It's okay, yeah. Let's go to another room.
Yeah.
You want to go over here? Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
So these are probably your more...
These look like mushrooms.
Yeah. So these are blue oyster mushrooms, very popular mushroom for us. They grow really rapidly. Those little clusters will look like this in a couple days.
So why mushrooms? How did this happen for you?
I've always been doing farming stuff. Not always, but I grew up in Los Angeles originally. Moved to New York in 2009. And kind of was at the right place at the right time. There were a lot of people building greenhouses and I helped a lot of people build lettuce production. That was what I was really into. Mm. And then started playing around with mushrooms. And initially, it was just because I like growing stuff indoors. I think it's really important for our society to figure out how to grow stuff indoors because our ecosystem is changing and we need to figure out how to feed the future. But then once you start getting into mushrooms, then you start becoming obsessed with mushrooms. And that's like the whole thing with mushrooms.
I wish you could see your face right now. You're lighting up.
What I love about one of the many things I love about mushrooms is the effect that it has on people. Like anyone who knows a mushroom person knows how obsessed people can get with mushrooms, which make it like a really interesting product to grow and to sell. And we want to be the leader in high quality, sustainably produced mushrooms.
So I did an interview with a guy running a vertical farm indoors in New York, growing lettuces and leafy things and all this jazz. And,
sure.
And we had a good conversation. And then it aired, and I got clobbered because I didn't ask him about the energy and electricity costs of running a facility inside like this. And so the question now to you is, look, I understand you want to be sustainable and it's all that stuff, but this is all... It's electrified and
there's
HVAC, right? So are you really that green? Are you really that, you know, is your footprint that great?
Yeah, so it's definitely...
Holy cow, it's cold in here.
Yeah, it's a little cold. Maybe I'll answer that in a second when we go outside. But anyway, this is where we pack out all of the mushrooms into our packages.
Oh, yeah, look at that. California grown, small, old.
These are lion's mane.
And so this, like, maybe this morning or yesterday was in one of those rooms? Basically?
Yeah, probably today, honestly.
That's crazy.
Maybe today or yesterday, yeah.
What's this going to retail for?
This is,
what is it, 8 ounces of lion's mane mushroom?
Yeah.
What's it going to cost?
It depends on the store, but it's between $8.99 and $12.99.
That's not nothing for mushrooms,
you know,
right?
It's not nothing, but it's also a pretty decent amount of mushrooms. Most mushrooms that you'll see is a 6 ounce or a 4 ounce clam.
Yeah.
It's definitely more expensive than button mushrooms.
Yeah, well, they've got scale, right?
Again, the best comparison is like the lettuce industry. You have head lettuce, and then you have arugula or spring mix or any of those. And ounce by ounce, those are extremely expensive compared to head lettuce. But they're still big parts of the industry.
Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here.
It's got to be like 40 degrees in here, right?
Yeah.
God.
But you were asking about the energy consumption. I don't want to skip that.
So let's... right, because we're inside and it's a big facility, and
So the key thing is that pretty much the entire industry is growing indoors, and so the playing field is a little more equal. That's the problem with the lettuce and tomato and berry world is that you're comparing it to grown in the sun outside.
Right.
Even still, our facility doesn't use mushrooms aren't photosynthetic, which is actually the big problem with a lot of plant production, is that you're trying to imitate the sun.
Right, so we could be sitting here in the dark, and the mushrooms would be fine.
Generally, so the trick is that they respond to some light, but it's not like they're like fluorescent lights or LEDs. That's actually one of the bigger problems with the lettuce production. And so we have a lot of data showing that we are more efficient than lots of other food production out there.
Are you guys profitable yet?
We're not profitable as an entire business yet, but we're getting there. It's feeling good.
Andrew, thanks a lot. Totally fascinating.
Thanks.
Totally fascinating.
Yeah.
Mushrooms being farmed a stone's throw from downtown LA. Now you know.